The Sentai Review, episode 146, Kamen Rider Hibiki.
Welcome to the Dan Hibiki Show, starring Dan Hibiki. We're going to be talking all things Dan Hibiki. Tonight's special guest is going to be Kamen Rider Hibiki.
We are back to riders.
Yeah, finally. We've only been dealing with... technically, we've been dealing with riders. We've been riding with riders, but I mean...
Yeah, technically we've been dealing with shows.
Look, we got to get those fucking shows out of the goddamn way so we can move on to other shows.
Yeah, we're so far behind. Like you say, yeah, finally we're going back to writers, but we're really far in writers. We're season three in shows.
Yeah.
Like, that's bad. We're 140 episodes in. We've covered three shows. That's it. Like, we are a Sentai Tokusatsu review that has covered three.
No, we have covered...
And we did two movies.
Yeah, exactly. I was about to say, we've covered three and three quarters of series.
Yeah.
Two fucking movies.
Well, technically, you could say...
Technically speaking, almost three movies, but technically we still got to go back to the 2017 writers.
Well, then yeah, it is three movies because it was the first Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie. The new mastered Power Rangers movie, the Turbo.
We didn't do the new movie.
Yeah, all we did is
we did initial impressions. We did initial impressions.
We didn't do
the official
rating. Yeah.
We did talk about the movie the night we did it, but we said this is not a review. It is a we're excited first initial impressions, and we gave a score, but we promised to do an official viewing and dogging of the show. Later on, when it came out on Blu-ray, because that's what we do here. Yeah. We talk, we analyze, and we dog the shit out of things that are dumb. And there are some things in that new movie that we need
dumb.
To dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, some of it we had covered. Others we've got to go back over.
So we've only
like
covered...
Like Nuns in a Bus.
Yeah, we've only covered two movies and a, hey, look, we just left the movie theater.
Yeah. And again, we still have a quarter of a review left to do on Kamen Rider.
Durr.
Seems like that one's taking a minute.
That's because I forgot to watch the episodes last time, so I said, fuck it, I've got Friday. I'll watch 10 episodes. I was like, I'll do all 20. It's not going to kill me. Oh, God, it's killing me. Scott, only do 10 episodes. I don't want to die, please. For the love of God.
Yeah, I was watching that review, and you were like... And then we're going to get on here, and I'm going to be like, we can knock out 10. Scott, just do 5. This show is so bad.
Yeah. I was like, no, no, done with this, no. Okay.
And it is.
But that's
it's
okay.
It's awful. I knew I wasn't going to catch up. But I said, maybe I should watch a couple of episodes. And I got onto that motherfucker and watched like the first 5, random. Because YouTube's order is all fucked up.
Yep.
I see what you guys have been talking about.
Uh-huh.
So I watched like the first 5 episodes and I'm like, what is happening? Because it's all out of order and fucked up and the show's bad enough, let alone trying to match the continuity of what YouTube lays down. Because like one is 22 and like it's all fucked up.
Yeah. Until you get to like episode 4 and then like 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8 are all okay. And then like 9 goes back to being like, 16 and 10 is like 32, and you're like, son of a bitch. But that's okay. We do have one other extra episode that we do have to promise the fans. Welcome to the Sentai Review, episode 187, Bill and Michelle's wedding. Since it's a tokusatsu Sentai wedding, that's going to have no tokusatsu and Sentai to it.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy how confused people were. Like, there's still people, even now, because Michelle keeps telling people, it's a Sailor Moon Power Rangers wedding. And I'm like, It's really not.
Yeah, exactly.
It's we're using the color scheme from Sailor Moon and the Rangers. All of us are showing up in a specific color. So somebody gets black, somebody gets yellow, somebody gets pink. Yeah, I found us a pink ranger. That's Alex, good. My nephew, is coming in pink.
Attaboy.
And so all the groomsmen are ranger colors. All the bridesmaids are sailor colors. But it is just a wedding. I mean, I made the invitation, and the invitation was Sailor Moon, but...
Right.
I was going to say, I'm not shaving my head and becoming Zordon for the wedding.
That would be amazing, by the way. The group photo...
Technically speaking, we could just put your ass in a bald cap. Call it a day. All you got to do is
shave
the face.
I need to be in a tube as well, too. That's a problem.
It'd be funny to take... Like, go to one of the hobby shops and find one of those see-through... Just something.
Oh, Bill's got to go to work.
And just fold it around his head in a tube and then take the picture with everybody.
That reminds me, I still need to get your...
Technically speaking, we'd have to find like a shitty card table and cut a hole in it for Scott to poke just his head through.
I still got to get your wig for your room skit that we're going to take a picture of.
I'm lost.
Room skit.
We're wearing tuxedos. Somebody's going to get a football. You're going to wear
a wig. Oh, my God.
Okay. Either way, this is not Sentai, so Seth Sario level.
Scott Action Jackson?
Me.
That's him.
Hey, guys. I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com, and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone.
Okay. It's going to be slightly different on my little screen here, but we're back. And we're going to go into Kamen Rider Hibiki, which hopefully that's the correct way to pronounce it, considering how some of these shows aren't.
It's Hibiki.
Yep.
I'm almost 100% positive there's not a difference. It's Hibiki.
Hibiki. All right.
Like I said, the Dan Hibiki Show, talking all things Dan Hibiki.
We say Rider. That's technically wrong, but everybody, it's weird. This is weird. This is another fan thing. This is a problem with fans.
Yeah.
They will jump your ass about Ranger, that word, Ranger. They will say it's Juranger. It's not Ranger. There's no L sound. But if you say Rider, people just let that go.
Yep.
Why? What is, like, fans are weird, man. We bitch about dumb shit.
Yeah.
And what's really weird is, like, some cases it's actually still shown as Masked Rider.
There's actually...
In some cases it's Kamen Rider
there's
still.
There's actually something coming up that's another one of those fan crazes that's going to irritate you because it's not spelled this way, but there's... I looked up the pronunciation.
I think it's the triple O, I think.
That is not... What it says...
It's not going to be O-O-O.
It's W. Go back real quick. Let me see the list of stuff just before we even get there.
I don't think I got that far yet, so...
Is it Deno, maybe?
There's one coming up that's like Kamen Rider 00 or something like that. And he is not 00 or whatever. He's W, like a W. So it's just like that cross. No. That's not an X. That's cross.
Over there, it's a cross.
Right.
Kind of like there's an old running gag that, thank God, I wouldn't have known this if I never would have watched Azumanga Daioh. So thank God for AMV Hell to make me watch that fucking show.
That show's so wild.
But literally, there's an episode where
I still need to watch it.
The girls are in English class, right? So, of course, they're
Japanese.
They're
in an English class?
Well, yes.
Well, yeah, they're required to take English.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant the actual language, English. But
no, we are.
Oh, it is the actual language.
It's like how you have to learn German or Spanish in high school.
No, over here now, is for our area and most of America... Like, I was already told that Gwen is required Spanish class. It's no longer something you take. It's required learning.
Yeah.
Children must be bilingual now. It is something that is required by the state. Yep. So And it's just like over there, there are some areas in Japan where it is required, most areas in Japan, right, it is required to take a secondary English course like English, and that's the most common one that I know of that they take.
Say, in Japan, I think English should be like a third or fourth language at least. Or
I would not speculate to guess, but I know that it's very common because when I was there, most of the signs have English written, kind of like how we have Spanish written under everything. There's a lot of English written under everything. So while I was there, I could make my way around and I could read things, but then there's the translation stuff.
Yeah.
And that is weird. Like, I saw weird stuff while I was there, like pictures. And then under it, it would say, like, the children man. And I was like, what the fuck does that mean?
Right.
Like, because I have no clue what that guy is or what the idea behind him is or anything like that. And then it would say things like, something like, dangerous crossing street pedestrian electrician or electrocution or something like that. And that was like, those were the English under, that's the English that was underneath the weird, you know, the part that I couldn't read, and I was like, so does that mean the street electrocutes me? I don't understand what's happening right now.
Well, that's because most other languages, like, English is one of those fucked up languages where the same word can have, like, multiple meanings to it. So, like, the word two, which two did I just use? Did I use, are you coming to? Or is that yours too? Or did I say, like, give me two burritos? Which two did I just use? And there's another one. Which is which?
Exactly.
Whereas most other languages, there's a different word for each single fucking one of those. So that's part of the problem. But again, like I said, just for a quick aside, that's taken us 20 fucking minutes now.
It's fan shit.
There's a joke in Azumanga Daioh where they're going over letters and colors, and they're making a joke, and they said, okay, well, what about blue 3? Because it's blue 3.
Are you sure you weren't going to go on the whole gray mm-mm. with E and A?
No. Literally blue 3, because if you say it in the Japanese language, they make a joke out of it, because blue 3 in English, as a Japanese person, sounds like Bruce Lee. So they made a joke about how Blue 3 is the toughest of them all. He would fuck up Blue 1 and Blue 2.
Right.
So there's little jokes like that where, like I said, you would think it would be one way, but it's not. It's because of the way that they pronounce it, sadly.
No, I just find fan stuff funny. Because we do it, too. We'll see something, and we'll complain, and then we'll see something in something else that's the same damn thing, and we're okay with it. It's fan shit, man.
All right, let's hop into this first one.
Considering the fact that there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, fucking really, like 17 of these motherfuckers?
Yeah, but considering that most of the time I've been doing like a handful.
One or two per, yeah, I know, but still it's like, good lord.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, everything here is key until you get pretty much, what I'm trying to say is that, like, you get used to saying, like...
Something key.
You get used to saying Kai,
mm-hmm.
because that's a normal thing over there. Something is you get the idea.
Yeah.
Like, the top one looks like it is Bankai.
But it's Banki, if I'm not mistaken.
Banki? Yeah. Bankai? Banki?
Well, no, I'm almost certain it's Bankai, but that's just because I watched a lot of Bleach, because that show was cool until it wasn't.
But... Kai is AI.
Goddamn shonen. Yeah, I know.
Because we know Dragon Ball Kai. So.
Yep.
Right,
exactly.
And Sentai and things like that. And hentai. Woo!
Anyway.
You mean pervert? Because that's what that means, is pervert.
I know what it means.
Anyway, Kamen Rider Bankai.
I associate with it.
Yep, so do I, because that's what I am.
Four pitchers. Yay! Four pitchers. Okay. Open with?
Yep. You really need to just tell it, choose another app, and then tell it to do it automatically, though it doesn't go into that one stupid thing. But
well,
I did that. It doesn't help.
Seriously?
It fixed it for like a day.
And then
more. For some reason, Windows 10 just put it back to what it wanted.
God damn it, Windows 10. Okay, well, yeah, we've got this man who looks like he's got a face hugger on his head.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it might just be the picture, though. Like, he's not terrible looking, but I think it's just the picture because it's hard to.
Yeah, I feel like a face hugger is eating a predator.
Yeah.
That's what I feel like happened here. I feel like a predator looked into the egg like an idiot. It jumped up and grabbed his face, and then we got a rider.
Next. Oh, when the
cartoon
little
chibi.
Yeah, little chibi-ish.
You don't get that off your face; it's gonna mature.
And he's got this guitar-like weapon.
He has an electric guitar sword.
That rocks.
It's not quite an axe.
Oh shit!
What?
We'll get to it.
He ain't gonna take no shit. That face hugger burst from his chest.
I just remembered something from gathering these images.
Don't
like,
bother
we'll
me. Move
it.
On.
Okay. Next.
Fuck this guy.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah.
I will say it's kind of cool that he's like rocking, but you know, now I'm feeling like this is trying to be heavy metal, and I guess that's cool, but just because you steal the imagery of Iron Maiden doesn't mean you're as cool as Iron Maiden.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, obviously this is a toy figure, but I'm guessing the design itself is going to be similar to the main guy. Next. Back view.
Yep, that's fine.
Yeah.
Move on.
I think that's it.
Oh, there was next. Only four, so yeah, that's, yeah.
Okay, Kamen Rider Predator Face Hugger Kiss, for me, is about, I don't know, 3.8. He's all right.
Okay. Shit, my phone's over there charging. Scotty, give me a phone.
Specifically a phone. It doesn't even have to be, like, your phone.
So.
Just any phone you could possibly get your hands
okay,
on.
Okay, there we go. And then we got so there's a 3.8. He's not, I mean, for some reason, like, all we had were the toys, so I don't even know if, like, this dude's legit or if he's one of those, like,
he could very well just be, like, he could be, like, a Gunpla thing. That's what I tried to make obviously clear when we went over Gundam, is that there's a lot of things in Japan. This is, Gundam does it all the time, and almost every other show does it, too. There are variants that come out in toy and model form all the time. And Rider is one of the things that has this a lot. Every Rider has about five or six different toys that are actually concepts that were never in the show, never in the books, never
which
utilized in any way.
Those, so.
You mean like half of our Turtles toys where you had like the Donatello? Who
half?
Like
a, keep going!
True, but you know what I mean.
99.8%?
Like, yeah. But, I
mean, but our Batman fell. Remember,
yeah,
you
Batman
could
did hardcore,
when we were growing up. When we were growing up, it was impossible to buy Batman.
Yep. A standard Batman.
It was not possible. There was no just blue and gray or black and gray. That Batman did not exist for us in our childhood.
You
when I
got a Scuba Batman, or
yeah, there was Scuba Electric Jungle Batman. Like there was every Batman you could possibly imagine.
I remember having Batman Beyond before Batman Beyond ever came out.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I mean. There was a thousand different Batmans of a thousand different colors, but no fucking Batman. When I was an adult, they released a new toy. And that new toy was just Batman from the animated series, and it cost like $110, and I almost bought it just because it was Batman, and I couldn't get one when I was a kid. There was no Batman toy for me.
But yeah, I mean, even if he is simply just a toy, like, considering the fact that, once again, I'm a fan of Spawn, and most of what he looks like is kind of Spawn...
I could see that.
I'm kind of going to agree with that 3.8. Like, you're right. He's supposed to be heavy metal man. Some of it looks dumb, like the fucking bands going around his arms and across his back.
That's why I referred him to Kiss. Because Kiss was famous for being kind of dumb heavy metal. Not that their music was dumb.
But the costume.
But some of their costumes. And that's just the age that we got to grow up in. I'm sure that it was cool for you, whoever's really mad at my comment I just made, but today, when you're wearing giant silver stiletto boots with spike collars, you're not really cool.
Right. Yes, and even zooming in on the boots, yes, Scott, that's basically what it is. That's like 90s industrial heavy metal grunge boots. That's what they've got him in. So, yeah, again, I agree with that 3.8 wholeheartedly.
I'm going 3.5.
Okay, and then we do, no, not multiply, divide, goddammit, by the 3. He got a 3.7, so that's not terrible for him. Not for a start, anyway.
Yeah. Next is Denki. Denkai?
Denki. It's Ki. Almost Denki. Everything here is Ki. Nothing is Kai.
Yep.
Okay. With... Huh.
Next.
Next. Hey, look, an actual action. Okay, so yeah, he was legit.
Okay, look, I'm going to say something. This stuff
This
is
looks
not,
like one of those Psycho Rangers.
This stuff is not bad.
Yeah.
What I'm looking at here is not bad, but I'm going to say something. This just seems very forced. How do I put this? When did this come out? This is 2005, isn't it?
Let me check.
Yeah, I think so.
2005, 2006.
I'm going to guess that because of the way our media will often influence theirs and vice versa, that our 90s craze was probably hitting them around here, and this shit is edgy for the sake of being edgy.
Yep.
I get this feeling like this was not a design, this was not a design purpose, and it was not a concept that somebody really cared about. It was exactly what happened to Batman.
Yep.
Exactly what happened to with the Spawn thing. Exactly what happened with the there was so many movies that were coming out at the time and series that were edgy for the sake of being edgy. Even when we started talking about the Spider-Man movie, the first concepts of the Spider-Man movie were debating just starting him in the black suit because they were like, "Oh, red and blue is dumb." People were like that at the time. They were in this harsh mentality, like Daredevil is a dark hero that then ended up getting a really bad script that was edgy for the sake of being edgy for no real purpose, and that's what hurt the movie. Yeah. And it was the same thing with stupid Catwoman. We didn't need that stupid costume or that stupid script. That was them trying to be sexy edgy for the sake of being sexy edgy, but it didn't actually add anything to it, and had they worked on the script instead of that awful fucking costume, we may have got something. Halle Berry is a tremendous actress, but when the script calls for you to rub catnip on your face, purr, and make it serious, there's nothing you can fucking do. Nothing.
Yep.
You are doomed to failure before the project ever began.
Yep.
And there's something here, the way these guys are looking, they don't seem like these are design choices. They seem like this is a fashion choice.
Yep.
Like they're falling into some edgy territory that they had to go with.
Yeah, but you say that, but I'm looking at this and I'm like, he does look like one of the Psycho Rangers in space.
Kinda, yeah.
I guess, but when was that?
Oh, when was in space?
Technically, aren't we on In Space now? So whenever Turbo got over. If Shane was here, he'd be able to tell us, but he got forced to go into work, so he
and it would be the year before that, even.
Yeah, it's true.
But yeah, the way I'm looking at this, some of the helmet design, even the gloves, and black, that seems a lot similar to some of the Psycho Rangers attires, except for different colors. But yeah, aside from that, yeah, there is the whole
90s. True, but the more I'm looking at him, the more I am. I'm getting more of a Batman vibe off of him. Like, look at the knee pads. Look at the shin pads. He's got kick pads on his boots.
And comic books fell into this problem during the 90s and early 2000s, too. Mm-hmm. All these characters were remade to be edgy or super, super world sexy. Remember the Invisible Woman? Look, the Invisible Woman is sexy by design, okay? She's your modern blonde bombshell figure. That's what she always was. Even in her original conception, maybe not today's standards, but she had the little perm hair thing. Mm-hmm. She was blonde, blue eyes, tall, super, super bomb body. That's a thing of comic books. Every guy is super ripped. Every woman is super fit. That's just part of the fantasy. But in the 90s, we took it to the extreme. And if you notice that there's no woman in the 90s that could stand up straight, Every woman in the history of comic books in the early 90s, early 2000s had to have their hips cocked to one side or the other. Like they had a misalignment in their back, and no matter what, they just couldn't stand upright. And They gave the Invisible Woman a type of weird open stomach, and the four was not there. Mm-hmm. It was a cleavage window.
Yep.
The four wasn't on her chest. It was cut out of the costume so you could see more. And we did this with characters in the 90s, and it was this forced edginess crap that really hurt everything. And I'm telling you, I see it here. This doesn't feel natural to the rest of what we've seen, and it doesn't feel like a direction choice. It feels like forced imagery.
Yeah, because like I said, he's wearing kick pads on his shins, he's got armor plating on his knees and on his thighs, he's got shoulder pads.
Remember what they did to Wonder Woman?
Oh God, don't even...
The biker outfit? That happened.
Yep.
She wasn't even safe from the 90s.
I'm just wondering if this guy in the picture up here is who's actually in the costume.
I'd say it's a good chance of it. I don't see why it wouldn't be.
I think it's like some kind of scientist that it looks like, at least from what I can tell.
Either way, we spent way too much time on this photo.
Next. You know what else I'm seeing?
It's probably the same thing I'm seeing. He's wearing basically Ivy's corset with some extra leather.
No, remember, look, I keep going back to comics, but remember in the comics, everybody had to have belts and pockets in the 90s?
Yep.
Everybody was like had like 30 pockets and 20 belts and chest belts and arm belts and leg belts and belt belts and... Like, look at him. He's got a belt here, a strap here, two things on his hands, two things on his arms. This thing's going across his shoulders. That's coming off of here. Belts and pockets and bells and whistles and edgy and...
And he's got belts on his wrists that are covering up the fact that his gloves look like they've got built-in punching daggers, like he's supposed to be the Shredder crossed
with Wolverine. He looks kind of cool, but I would ask you to compare this. There is a difference between being edgy, forced cool... And being simply sleek, well-designed, cool. And here's who I'm going to tell you to reference. Look at this guy. This feels forced cool. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a design decision. It was like, he needs more spikes and belts and shit.
Yep.
Then look at Gray Fox, Cyborg Ninja, Metal Gear Solid. That is design cool.
Yep.
There's a difference.
Next. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
It is.
But considering the fact that it's promotional art, they can literally go through and touch it up as need be.
It does look cool. I just can't get it out of my head that this feels like 90s comics forced cool.
Bill, you want some help with that? Look at his gloves. He's wearing Batman surgical gloves.
No, because he's got the little gauntlet things, which also have spikes and blades, and he's got wrist belts and side belts and suspender half boob cover belts and
Oh my God, they took
face belts.
They took the Dolph's He-Man costume.
Nah,
they repurposed part of the costume.
No, he couldn't fit in it. The Dolph is too cool.
Next. Chibi.
Eh.
Chibi cartoon version.
Eh.
What has he got, like, some weird weapons?
I like there. That he has the ninja feet, though.
Yeah.
I can't remember what that's called Tabby's. Off the top. Tabby, this. Tabby. Is it I think it's Tabby, isn't it?
I think it is, yeah.
Next. Okay. So that's
yeah, because, yeah, he does have that weird weapon on his back. It probably is like a almost like Goku spear type of thing. Like he pulls it off in the two pieces and puts it together, and then he can power pull extend.
Which we saw that already with the pirate dude. We kind of had indication that that's what was going on with him.
All right. So score this mofo.
Oh, fuck. 3.8 because I really feel like this is forced cool, not design cool.
I'm still at a 3.8 because basically this. Is the upgraded form that we saw first. They did is they changed the blue to yellow and added some extra shit on the toy.
Actually, I think I'll repeat 3.8.
Oh. Okay, well, that's fine.
Well, then, yeah, that makes sense.
So far, this guy's winning.
Yeah.
All right, next up is...
Look, if all of them stay about the same, that means they're all going to be slightly less than 4.
Ike? Is that Ike? That might be...
Might be.
Anyway, 4 pictures. Windows.
We're opening programs.
It's
the same thing, only he's a Wolf Fang Fist now. Give Yamcha 2, move along. No, technically I'm being too rough on him. Technically give it a 3. Because in this series it's the same thing that we've seen so far. I'm already done with this.
You know,
guy.
Now that he's purple, I'm remembering the bad guy from Reboot.
Oh, Mega Frame? Or no, that's
only
that's
Face.
That place. No, no.
I don't know why it just popped
in
my head.
Mainframe is the place.
Mainframe is the place. I can't think of the name. Megabyte, I think.
Megabyte, yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't actually look like that guy, but for some reason that struck the imagery in my head.
No, yeah. As soon as he said it, I was like, I kind of see it.
Next.
You know what?
And now he's got the greens everywhere. Yeah. Technically, that's more of an off-shit brown.
Blue is cooler, 3.7.
Yeah, me and Bill are already done with this guy. Do you want to keep...
No, just go through the pictures.
Yeah,
There's no reason not to see him.
Next.
I wonder if that symbol means something on his head. It almost has to.
I think it does.
The face thing looks like it carries over on all of them so far.
That's what I'm getting at. Yeah. That has to mean something.
Next. Chibi with the sticks.
I like his weapons.
No, you said it wrong. He's got sticks. Holy crap. No, go back.
But
go
now
Chibi
he's just
real
wearing
quick.
Boots.
Zoom in on the one that's on the right at the very top. Are those actually cattle prods? Is that what he's beating the shit out of you with?
No, I think, and I can't see it exactly, but those look like little fists at the end of his sticks.
It'd
be cooler if they were like cattle prod tasers.
Let's move on from this guy.
Smack.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, he's done.
Yeah, he's done.
I'm kind of feeling...
What'd you say it was again, Scotty? Would you give him for a score?
I haven't yet.
Oh, okay.
Kind of feeling like I'm getting a little tired of fucking reject Shredder here.
Yeah, no, I kind of feel you there.
3.2.
Okay, then we divide by the thing. 3.3, moving on.
Okay, next is Gouki.
It's Gouki.
Gouki. I see a U in there, so it's like, huh? All right.
Or Gouki. It could have been Gouki.
It might be Gouki.
Now that's actual purple.
Changed his faceplate is the biggest thing that happened here.
Changed his faceplate and slightly the color.
Oh, I hate him.
Let's go next.
I hate him. Yep, sorry.
Chibi. Yeah.
Sorry, massive hate right now.
Well, Chibi
it's not his fault.
Something,
somebody
but...
else's fault.
Next.
Oh, fucking hate him. Yep, no love. Here, I'm sorry if this ruins him for you, But look at his face here.
He reminds me of Ganondorf.
Not me.
Nope.
He
reminds me reminds me of a show, a movie that was really, really good until they revealed what the creature looked like. Remember the first Jeepers Creepers? Where it has that really good, solid atmosphere, and then they reveal what the guy actually looks like. Instead of him being shrouded in the darkness and everything, he turns around, he's dumb-looking with the fucking face fins, and for some reason, now that's all I see.
That's okay, in the first couple of images, and he also reminds dumbass was looking like a fucking, fucking Shadow the Hedgehog OC.
Yeah,
like that one, he looks like a Shadow the Hedgehog OC. It's like,
he's also kind of reminding me of the Super Shredder, which is also a negative, because the Super Shredder is one of the biggest letdowns of our childhood.
Yeah, fair enough on that.
Not that he wasn't cool looking.
He was disappointing.
He's disappointing.
Yeah, we got, what, all of like 2 minutes with him before he killed his own dumbass self?
And he's disappointing all the time. For everybody that wants to reference that movie, I would point you in the directions of the video games as well. When you get to the Super Shredder, he transforms into the Super Shredder. What's he do? He shoots a blue fire across the ground, move down. He shoots a green line across the ground, move up. He does
more in the game than he did in the movie.
But he still does nothing. He teleports around, but he doesn't teleport instantly. You can watch where he's going, move up or down. You can beat the Shredder on hard difficulty without ever taking a hit, being a moderate level player. He's a goddamn joke.
Yep.
And when you beat him, how did you beat him? He fell over a pole.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dead. And then he comes out and he's like, I'm in the movie. Smack logs. And then some fucking wood falls on him. Dead. Then we move on to the toy. And everybody said, cool, man. Remember when you bought the Super Shredder toy? I don't know if you remember this, but I was huge into them Ninja Turtles.
The Shredder was
a tall, lanky, kind of creepy-looking mug because he was based on the comic books. Then you bought the Super Shredder, and he was a small, bulky, weird, fat thing, which was also not fucking cool. So every time we got the Super Shredder, in any time he ever showed up, he was fucking disappointing. And now I'm feeling disappointed.
Disappointment continues.
Disappointed!
So what's the disappointing scores we're going to give it?
I'm at a 3.6. I just keep dropping with this guy. Every form I'm seeing, just, he feels forced.
Yeah, I'm down to a 3 now.
This doesn't feel like it was a design aspect. It feels like they were forced to do something edgy.
I'm definitely dropping it lower, 2.5.
And I'm real curious now. The guy that came before him and the guy that came after him, I'm wanting to see them
side by side.
Because I'm curious now. I feel like this guy was forced.
You'll get to see probably some of that concern that there's some group pictures.
Yeah, he's got some group photos, so more than likely.
So
3.0, technically 3 repeating, so 3.03, since we stop at the second decimal point.
Next up is Habataki. And
are you fucking kidding me? Birdman. Fucking really? He looks like a reject wizard who was so sad he couldn't make it into He-Man toys.
How about I try making it a little bit better by next? So that's a flute?
Giant flute bird man. Reject wizard.
You already heard my comment. I dropped the mic. I'm done.
Next. Yep, it's a flute. At least the costume's better.
Oh, I disagree totally. I think he looks dumber, and I think his weapon... Look, dragon flute, dragon dagger, that's kind of cool. I don't know why it's cool. It shouldn't be cool. By everything that we've ever seen with musical weapons, in terms of these shows, they've almost always been fucking dumb. This is not an exception. That's fucking dumb. But for some reason, the dragon flute worked. I don't know why the dragon flute works. And in Sailor Moon, they get away with it because there's something feminine about the aspect. So when they attack you with harp music attack thing, it works. But like you give a ranger a harp and it's dumb.
You know why dragon flute works though? Because dragon flute commands Godzilla. That's the only reason it works.
There's something about
it ties into Godzilla.
There's something about being a small dagger that's not over. I don't know. This is dumb. And most of the music weapons we've ever seen in these shows are dumb.
No, this is not dumb. This is completely fucking ignorant. That's what this is.
Next.
Why? And then let's make it even better. Technically, there's a spear tip at the end of it. So now you've got a musical spear. Woo. I got a musical spear. Why don't you come over and blow me a song?
Next.
I feel like these guys were designed for some stupid cliche ninja video game. Like, I'm sorry, once again, stupid forced edginess. Ryu Hayabusa, Ninja Gaiden, when they redesigned his outfit, that is not design cool, that is forced cool. There was nothing wrong with the blue ninja outfit and how hard ass and cool he'd been for an entire fucking run of video games, and then all of a sudden they were like, creepy, crazy face mask, and then they did all the leather and the straps and the fucking belts, and who cares? That is forced cool.
Next.
Look, all it...
Oh.
Just like I said.
Yep.
Bird man.
Yep.
Next.
But of course, when I dropped the mic, I gave this idiot a 1. You know what's great? 0.5. And a hardcore case of deja vu.
Oh, and just before the comments fucking blow the fuck up, I know that was fucking Hawkman.
2.
And he gets a fucking 1. Dumb.
So this man got himself a 1.17.
He might have gotten better had we seen him earlier, but I'm already looking at all the forced crap.
Yeah.
And so, he just is more of it.
Hibiki! Oh.
Sons of...
Okay, armed form first. Because we gotta be armed.
Because apparently we're doing this in alphabetical order, so yep, instead of base form.
That's the way it's sorted, and it makes it easier for our editing process.
Yeah, it's true.
See, once again, I get this, like, he kind of feels like a Ninja Turtle enemy.
Yeah?
That's not necessarily a bad thing. It's just there's something about him that feels like he would have fit in the 2000 Turtles as a bad guy. Maybe the master ninja right-hand man of the Shredder. That's what I get when I look at him. That's what he feels like. Which is not necessarily a bad thing. If you replace that thing on his belt buckle with the symbol of the foot, he might have been really cool. And he kind of is really cool. I guess I can't shit on him, but I still feel like this is forced cool.
Bitch, why did you have to point out the belt buckle? Because the way he was looking at first... He was just kind of looking like somebody doing like a Gundam cosplay. I was like, all right, that's kind of cool. Then you point out the belt buckle, and homeboy has foam buff muscles.
Well, yeah, I did that's...
So once again, we're going with the forced cool of the fucking Flash from the Smallville universe. God.
Wait, you mean the 90s
you're talking,
Flash?
Yeah,
well,
you're talking, yeah.
Still 90s Flash, yeah.
Yeah, it's just, this is... Okay, here's the thing. Had that been an armor piece down there with the fake muscles? The fake muscles, and, oh man, I know people love Shazam. That costume for the new upcoming Shazam is fucking garbage. Yeah. If he couldn't be big enough to play the role, he should have simply not been hired. Or you should have just dealt with the fact that he wasn't going to be as big as your Superman. Fake muscles are fucking dumb. The only time fake muscles work, and I still don't think they work, but the only time they work is when they're in armor.
Yep.
Like when you look at the bat suit and it's plated and it has the little abs that aren't real abs, but you accept it because you know what that is.
Yep.
You know that it's a an armor piece, a cover piece. That's fine. This is not. Foam muscles are always dumb.
Yep.
There's only one purpose the foam muscles serve. One, because it's funny when Shane wears the fake muscle He-Man suit. Or two, when your little kid wants to be a buff Superman instead of that terrible paper costume that I got when I was a kid, when I was a very skinny, sad Superman with a mask that had the rubber band that constantly broke off after the first fucking house.
Yep.
Next. Oh.
That's really cool. The dude is cool looking, yeah, but I can't get away from the fact that it feels forced and not designed.
Next.
Eh.
Chibi.
Meh.
He's got a sword.
We've all got swords.
He's got his Spider-Man booties.
Oh, yeah, they kind of do look like that.
Next.
He just looks, he looks like a Ninja Turtles bad guy. I don't know how else to put it.
Yeah.
Next.
Or something off the new Ninja Gaiden stuff. Since they brought it, since he went to the Xbox, this has been the look of Ninja Gaiden.
Yeah.
This is what they are. They're all like over exuberant leather bound armor ninjas.
Next. Explosions. Next.
Hey, okay. Look, I think we're done.
There's another thing that's going to hurt this guy. People are going to say, well, just wait till you see him in motion. I got bad news for you. I think when I see him in motion, I'm going to spend most of my time laughing.
Yeah.
Here's why. When you have guys like this that are armored in a show like this, the biggest problem is that the armor is usually plastic or foam, and it bends and looks funny.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes I spend most of my time laughing at the way these guys look in motion, because I can notice when like something hits their shoulder blade and their shoulder blade scrunches or something. Like,
yep.
I do that all the time when I watch Ranger shows. Because
kind of like, at least I got some enjoyment out of Q Ranger. Because they're literally swinging around like the plastic toy swords.
Right.
And they go,
you can watch them wobble.
You can watch them, like, yeah, wobble and bend and shit. And I'm like, eh.
You suspend.
At least I know what I'm getting into.
I suspend my disbelief and I laugh and have a good time, but I can't help but realize that without a doubt it's happening. Like, and now we're sitting here on the the PlayStation screen. That was awesome.
There we go. Somebody turned on the PlayStation. I don't know what I'm talking about. My dick.
So I'm giving him a 3.8.
I'm at a 3.5. He's at least stepped it up from some of the others, but at the same time, I can't even get him. He's okay, look. He's a lot better than some of the others that we've seen, especially after we just got done with stupid Birdman. But for God's sakes, once again, the foam fake muscles, and again, you're absolutely right, I can see it now, the fucking shine from the plastic. He's going to move and bend and break and fall apart, even though he's supposed to be, I'm steel, I'm made of steel, I'm a god, nothing can touch me. Because forced
either that, or he doesn't actually take hits in a way that would show it. Because I've seen the other guys, like, the biggest thing I laughed about, and I let it go, but I laughed my ass off every single time that the Centurion is on the camera. Because his shoulders, they wobble and sway as he walks, and they're not actually solid. And, like, his costume, you could tell that it's hard for the guy to move because it's stupid, cheap, rough plastic. And, like that sometimes adds to his character, and other times it just looks really goofy. And we suspend our disbelief because we know what this show is.
Right.
But I feel like I'm going to spend a good portion of my time laughing at the way this armor restricts him rather than helps him.
Yep. Kind of like stormtroopers running around.
Yeah, I laugh at them too, because their armor is not just cheap in a way. How do I put this? Stormtrooper armor is not just cheap in the way that rocks and arrows kill them in the sixth movie, but it is legitimately cheap and sad, because when they walk around, you can see that it's just like rubber.
Yep.
you can visually see how cheap it is in every
scene.
And it's
especially shitty if you're wearing like a stormtrooper outfit and you gotta piss.
Right.
Ask Ralph Garman about that one.
Yep.
It's kind of like when you're in a Star Trek movie and the zipper's in the back and somebody's got to follow you around all day to let you out to take a piss.
William Shatner had to ask and receive help for pissing. Because the zipper was in the back. And we're talking about the first movie costume.
Yep.
The zipper's in the back, and they have to be zipped down and then across the belt in order for... So you had to go and say, I have to pee. And somebody would have to unzip you and follow you to the bathroom so that you could pee so they could do you back up.
Yep.
Oh, 3.6. I'm done with this guy.
I'm sitting here, I'm like, who didn't I get a score from?
It was me.
Okay. Excuse me. That's a damn good score. 3.63. And my apologies, we did our usual thing of going and getting Hardee's before here.
Alright, now for the Hibiki form. The Dan
so
Hibiki.
Base form. Again, now that I saw it previously, I see all the fake foam muscles and all the cheap plastic all over everything.
This is something
that
happens.
The color scheme isn't terrible.
This is something that happens in these shows, okay? We get that.
Yeah.
I think that's the reason spandex is chosen, honestly.
Right.
Because they know... I think a good portion of designers know that it's goofy to have fake muscles, so they just deal with the fact that they say, hey, these guys are super strong because spandex, and then we just let it go.
Yeah.
Next.
Although, technically speaking, riders have almost always been in leather, but I mean, even if they would have dropped it down to, like, pleather, that shit's still close enough to spandex, we would fucking accept it.
I feel like you're spending a lot of time on this guy, and I've already given him a 3. He's just... He's there. He's got devil horns.
Next.
Cool. I guess.
Come at me, bro.
Well, technically, the last one had devil horns, too, but that's because that's an upgraded version.
Right.
Although, actually, go back one real quick.
Oop.
Yeah, there we go. Okay. No. Back to 4. Because I guess you'd fucked up and went back to 3 on accident. The mask, it's like the all of the shit in the faceplate's kind of reminding me of, I can't remember which Spider-Man it is. I think it's 2099. Okay, so yeah. So that's actually kind of sweet. And at least in this, like with the way that the purple and shit looks and the fact that he's not super over-designed, you could tell that it's not only fake fucking abs, but it's like fake, you know, pecs and shit too. So, since it is a little bit more goofier, I can at least accept it a little bit more, especially since it's the standard what you would expect for a rider, which is leather with slight armament pieces.
Next.
This I accept a lot more.
And a motorcycle.
Crap, he actually has a legit Harley.
Yeah, that's probably fake.
Yeah, it's kind of true. But
because from what I understand, the whole rider concept is out the window from now on. Sometimes they have bikes, sometimes they have jets, sometimes they have cars, sometimes or different things like that. But from what I understand, the writer idea of him being a motorcycle-toting hard-ass is pretty much dead forever now. Even the new guys, from what I understand, are not necessarily motorcycle-riding badasses.
I was going to say, I know in some other ones I've been gathering, I have seen riders with motorcycles.
Which is fine, but you're also going to see cars and helicopters and jets.
But saying that they don't use motorcycles, that's a damn lie.
No, I said the concept of them being motorcycle riding hardasses are out the door. It's just like Ghost Rider. The motorcycle days are done. They come around every now and then, but the Ghost Rider, anything he rides is what he rides. Just because Johnny Blaze was so famous and he was the guy that rode around on a motorcycle, people assume that that's what the rider is, and it's not.
Yeah.
The Ghost Rider can ride anything.
Remember
the
India one that has the fucking dead elephant?
There's a Ghost Rider that rode a train in one of the comic books, and it was a giant flaming crazy train.
Yeah.
There was a guy that rode a skeleton horse. There was a guy that rode an elephant.
Yep.
And the guy currently right now rides a car, because whatever they get in that they ride, they are a rider.
Oh, it's a Honda, not a Harley. Okay.
No, I know.
Yeah, so you will see motorcycles.
Like when people like gave the second Ghost Rider movie a bunch of shit. Because he jumps into that giant fucking crane thing, and it actually lights on fire and shit like that, and they're like, oh, it's so stupid. It's like, you've never read a fucking comic book, have you?
That's something they do. Anything they ride is contracted to be changed like they are.
That's Next. The reason why it is that the women ride them.
Oh, my. No, they... This... All these guys... Some of these guys are going to have motorcycles, but don't get too attached to the idea, because it's dead.
Yeah.
Next.
Cherry Blossom.
Yo, damn it, dude. I was just thinking that.
I've been doing that all day long because, like, there's a couple of cherry blossom trees, like, as I'm driving home from work, and I'll see them. I'm like, gonna eat your cherry blossom.
That dude ate his own eyeball. He was a bad motherfucker.
He didn't even eat his own. He slurped that motherfucker up like it was a meatball with a piece of spaghetti hanging off it. Crazy.
Dude, you've never seen Little Ninja-i. I can tell by your face he doesn't know what we're talking. Little Ninja-i all the way.
Man.
Next. All right. That's it for the Hibiki base form.
Yeah, fuck this guy. Give him a 3. I'm starting to fall 3. Into 6. Hater territory, but I'm getting tired of this guy.
3.3.
You remember when Rangers upgraded and they, like, changed?
3.3 altogether. Yeah.
I get that people get tired of this.
I remember when they threw glitter and they called it changing.
Which was stupid.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I know people don't like this, but remember when our Rangers upgraded to Zeo and they changed, and then they upgraded to Turbo and they changed? I realized that those were other shows that we put our guys in. And I realize that we still do that with things like Megaforce and Super Megaforce. Those were two different Ranger teams, and then we claimed they were the same guys getting upgrades. But when you upgrade, you should significantly change.
Yep.
Or else I don't give a fuck about your upgrade.
I want to say it looks like Korean.
The PlayStation 2... When it became the PlayStation 3, it looked different.
Korenai form?
Korenai.
It's cut an eye.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It's cut an eye.
It's red.
Hey, look. The Red Ranger stumbled onto the wrong set. Next.
Next.
Yep, wrong folder. Oh, well.
Okay, Kamen Rider Carnage, he gets a 3-2.
Next. He gets some flames.
Yep, go back to Ninja Gaiden.
Next.
Good.
He gets toasted.
Good.
Next.
You know, the other thing I think of when I see this guy is I think really horrific, forced, edgy Mega Man.
I can kind of see it.
There's a fireman in a blue. He feels like a Mega Man character. He's like, now I'm red because I'm fire. Now I'm blue because I'm water. Like,
oh boy, it's a Mega Man.
Coming right at the beaky, crazy.
Of course, if it was actually Mega Man, it might actually be, I don't know.
Cool.
Good.
Next.
He's dragging on me real hard the more we see him.
3.4. It's pretty much the same shit.
3.5.
And then you gave him a 3.
Remember when Spawn...
Hey, look, it's a 3.3. I don't even have to finish it up.
And you compared this guy to Spawn, which I could see some Spawn detail, but remember when Spawn changed and he, like, I don't fucking know, changed?
Yeah, he went from looking like fucking Captain Britain colors to... You know, actual fucking Spawn that we know and love now, where he's, you know, I don't know, mostly black with little bits of white so he can actually.
And he got that big ass red boot thing.
Yeah.
That's so dumb and so cool. That big red boot.
At the same time,
yeah. It is. It's so awesome because it's just so ridiculous.
Kamen Rider Ibuki?
Ibuki.
Ibuki?
Yeah. I believe it's Ibuki.
See, and I remember when
blue.
I remember when these images used to keep my attention and not make me look out the window where I keep getting blinded by the sun reflecting off my windshield on my truck.
He's blue and he wishes he had Cyclops powers, but he doesn't, so put your fucking hand down before Cyclops comes in here and actually browns.
Next.
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah,
he's got a stupid chest. Vest, Klingon coat.
No, what he has
no,
in his hand.
No, the fucking trumpet gun.
I know, I see it, and it's just as dumb as the last music weapon.
Next.
Yep.
Next.
Ass.
Next.
I was about to say, play me some music, scat man.
Are you fucking throwing up the horns?
Nope.
Oh. Over here to the side? Dude, I swore he was doing this. I was about to be like, no.
Yeah.
But no, he's doing kung fu thing.
Oh my god, am I the only one that noticed that?
What?
The leather in his gloves actually gives him fingernails.
Yeah, that is kind of wild. Oh, and by the way, I'm fine with his chest plate now. It doesn't, that seems like it's fake as shit. But when it's used to look like an armor covering, I accept it more than foam muscle.
Yeah, yeah, no, I agree to
that. It's kind of like Batman. Like I said, love it or hate it, that stupid costume that we got in our third Batman movie after they got rid of Tim Burton, when all of a sudden he had all the muscles, that costume is acceptable because the muscles are supposed to be a type of armor. They're not him.
Next.
With bat nipples. Oh, wait, that was the later movie.
Yeah, that was the fourth, I believe.
Fourth or fifth?
I think there were only four of them back then before we closed it out. Wait. There was the first one, the second one, the third one gave us Robin, the fourth one started with Robin, so yeah, it was only four.
Next.
Are you sure? Because I thought the third one was Val Kilmer, and then the next one gave us Robin, and then because after that, then the fifth one was...
No, the first one, Joker's the bad guy.
Yeah.
The second one, Catwoman and Penguin are the bad guy.
Yeah.
The third one is...
Enigma and Two-Face.
Yeah.
Yes, and then the fourth one...
Was the whole Bane Freeze...
Is the Bane Freeze thing, so there's only four of them.
You're right, okay.
Look, we're trying...
We're trying to piece out Next. Fucking something else that's more enticing than this.
And even that's awful, to be fair. What we're talking about is awful.
No shit.
Next.
Ass.
Next. Okay.
Brownp.
So what kind of brownp are we giving this brownp?
I just gave my score. Boop-a-doop-boop-a-doop-boop. Ass. 2.
Actually, technically, ass would be 4.55.
No.
Calculator humor.
No, it wouldn't. Wouldn't it be 1A? Isn't that one?
Four.
Like on the old phone, the old phones is like...
Well, technically, yes. On the old phones, if we did it text format, it will be...
So what is S?
One. Okay, S. Do you remember? Was eight.
Eight? So I have 1.88. That's it. Yeah, I'm going with that. Boop, 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 ass.
I'm going 2.2.
ASS score. 1.88.
Hold on. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O,
T, He's gonna go
Q, R, S. Yeah, no, you're right. It would have been 8. Yeah, no, you're right.
That's my score.
Okay, so yeah, 1.88. That's ass.
I just discovered what the score for ass is. Now I can literally give that as a score from now on.
And of course we're going to forget by the, you know, the next filming weekend. You're going to be like, give that man ass. And I'm going to be like, fuck, what? How do you score? And you'll be like, 1.8. I'll be like, you son of a bitch. That's right.
Oh, shit, that's great.
You know what? Fuck it. No, I can't hate too much. He's still at a 3. He looks even compared. You know what? No, I take it back. I'm giving him a 3.4 because at least it's not foam fake shit muscles. They're actual plates. So we divide that by the 3. That is a 2.49.
Next up is Kabuki?
Yeah, it's a Kabuki.
Yeah.
Come right here, Kabuki.
Hey, remember we were just talking about Two-Face?
Next.
Epic foreshadowing, apparently.
Ah, these guys. Fucking Ninja Gaiden has already killed you. Let's move the fuck on with you.
Next.
I have a single shoulder spike that's big because I'm edgy cool.
Next.
Because technically my shoulder pauldrons are faces.
Stop!
And once again, just to verify, fans and dumb shit, I think is one shoulder spike, one horn is dumb, but I like Spawn's big red one boot.
Uh-huh.
See? We'll dog something, and then the same thing on another material will be like, that's cool.
Because it's all a matter of how it's done. Like, the green and red... This dude is basically Christmas colors. And the fact that he's trying to be super edgy with the fucking, the little bits of extra that like the rib covers, that literally looks like, I don't know, his exposed ribs if he were like a dead zombie. Final Fantasy.
I don't hate the fact he's got like samurai armor down here on his bottom. Like that's better than what we've been seeing.
Right.
Color scheme could use some work. You know what else they remind me of? Just hit me. They kind of feel like Onimusha villains.
Yeah. Yeah. In which case, an Onimusha, that wouldn't be terrible.
Yeah.
And the pauldrons in that's kind of reminding me of like, what is it? The Dark Knight Cecil in that Final Fantasy game I've been playing on my phone.
Next. Are you playing Final Fantasy IV or something?
It's that Dissidia thing that they came out with.
Okay,
like
Sword.
Team.
I would have to re-download that. I kind of left it because I was playing that KOTOR, and KOTOR on your phone takes like 3 gigs.
I thought it was like only 2, but
it's hardcore.
You're right, it's still damn near.
Well, okay, KOTOR on your phone takes like 2.4. I modded the KOTOR on my phone.
Fair enough. Okay, yes, that would explain.
I was up to like
3.6. If I were to drag my laptop over, the KOTOR on my laptop, I did mod a couple of those.
Yep.
I can't remember which one I did. I either modded part 1 or I modded part 2.
I modded part 2 because part 2 actually works, and because there's a mode, there's a really cool mod called Bastula, where it changes certain parts of the storyline, and you get to wake up as Bastula and rediscover why you were left that way, which then gets really crazy. They had to replace Bastula in the game in order to make that work, though.
Right. Although, actually, I take that back. No, I think I'm only playing KOTOR 1 because I went to go get a... I got both KOTOR 1 and KOTOR 2, but technically I've never beaten Part 1. Like, I got to a specific point in one and then just said, fuck it, and stopped playing.
Can you tell how much I care about this guy, by the way?
Yeah, I was going to say,
you're in command of the episode. It's up
to
you.
I was waiting for something about his sword, but no, Aaron was like, no, let's talk about KOTOR.
What do you want to talk about? It's a fucking sword.
It's a fucking katana.
Yeah, there's nothing special about it.
It's like a billion other katanas. Sticks. Yeah.
Next. Done. There.
This guy sucks.
Yeah.
He's okay at best. 3.2.
Whatever.
Three.
I think that's Katamiki, what you're about to go on to.
So 3.07. Yeah, these guys have not been that impressive.
Okay, I'm going to admit something. I like the dumb, throwy, circle-y weapons.
Yeah, God, yeah.
Only because of video games. In reality, those are dumb. But in video games, those are always the beastest fucking weapons ever. Uh-huh. Like in a Dynasty Warriors game, where you throw them and they go in circles and shit, and then they come back to you.
If they change them up a bit, because, I mean, don't get me wrong, that kind of reminds me of...
Oh, what's going on with his big-ass head?
Those kind of weapons.
I didn't notice his big-ass head till just now. I was looking at the weapons.
Next.
Donatello has a weapon kind of like that, too. In the books, Donatello has a giant throwing star that he can wear on his back.
Yep.
Oh, wait. Are those his weapons that actually function as shoulder pads?
Yeah.
Because that is actually kind of practical and neat.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that the weapon is on him in a holster area and he can utilize it.
Next.
Eh.
Eh.
Is it a dragon or a whale or what is it on his head? Is it a fish? Giant catfish thing?
Yeah, it might be like the world catfish type of thing.
Next.
I don't know, zoom in on the actual guy.
That's what I'm trying to do here.
Yeah, it's definitely a fish because the top is a tail.
Yeah, okay, so we've got a fish head. Okay. I suppose. And, okay, I'm finally fine with his booby armor because it's not belts.
Zoom in on that bike.
On the bike? I was going to zoom in on the guy.
Where's the bike?
Right there in the center.
That?
No, not his dick. Go to the left. There you go. Up. There you go.
That's not a bike. That's him fighting two guys.
Yeah,
you're right.
I was like, what the shit?
It looked like a bike because of the fucking circle blade weapons. Zoom in on that. I want to see that. But yeah, because the way that the other dude's standing, it looked like he was trying to bust a wheelie on the beach.
Yeah, both.
I was like, what are you doing?
Both me and Scott were like, what bike? And then he was like, is it like over here? And you're like, not his dick.
Well, he had the little hand cursor on his nuts. I was like, no. Okay, you zoom in on the guy or whatever if you wanted to.
Bottom corner.
Now that I feel kind of dumb, but mostly because I just wasn't paying attention. I was like, wait, what?
Next. Okay.
Oh, that guy's done? Okay. Yep. You know... Small gripe, he could have benefit from boots instead of weird tennis shoe things.
Yeah, it's kind of true.
And I'm just talking where those ankles are right there. If those would be up a little higher to be like armor boots, that probably could have helped him a little more.
Three.
I don't know, I kind of liked him and the fucking symbolism he had. Like I said, like the catfish on his head is supposed to be like the world catfish type of thing. You know, again, like Bill said, the fact that, you know, his shoulder pauldrons are his actual weapons, so that could help him in a fight where he could literally be punching somebody and then go to hit, and he could literally turn and, like, cut them as they basically bounce off his weapon. Like,
I think I've moved back up to 3.7. I like, for his, he's got a lot of the same problems the other guys do, but something, he feels samurai, and samurai doesn't feel forced.
Right. Yeah, no, I'm giving him a 3.8, so altogether he's at a 3.5.
Nishiki,
maybe? I believe that's Nishiki.
No, not that. Nishiki. And...
Oh, my!
Huh.
What is that weapon called? I can't remember what that weapon is called.
I want to say it's a segmented staff.
It's just a very simple name, possibly? Yes. There's probably over-exaggerating
a very specific like name for it, like a very specific word, but basically it is. It's just kind of a segmented staff.
Those things are a good way to knock your own ass out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're wielding gigantic nunchucks at that point.
And he looks like a tiger.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I could see that.
Next.
Wait. In fact, his shoulder pads are...
cat claws.
Yeah, they're cat claws.
Yeah. I want to say that this is a reference to some Jet Li movie type of thing. God, what was the name of that movie?
Yeah, I don't know that.
There was a Jet Li movie. I'm almost certain it was a Jet Li anyway, but there was a Kung Fu movie where there was a guy who literally his main fighting style was like Tiger Claw, and literally he uses that weapon exactly.
Next.
Like, I'm almost certain there's some action movie where, like, this is almost a joke on that.
I don't know. Every time I see these guys' helmets, I think, like, big, giant... It's either Predator or, like, bad guys in Masters of the Universe or something. Like, just...
Next.
I don't know.
Chibi Pitcher.
Is that dude about to ring the dinner bell? Is that what's going on right here?
Sure, why not? Next. Figure.
There you go. There's your crappy toy, Bill.
Oh, my God. That is a crappy toy, though. I mean, not that it's bad necessarily, but his legs don't move. That's one of those really cheap toys.
But that's like one of those Ranger toys that we got, only luckily it
exactly.
looks like his torso can actually move.
But only left and right.
Looks like arms, head, and waist. That's it.
Yep.
Yep.
Next.
Which means he can throw a mean punch.
Which means our Ninja Turtle toys had more movement than that guy did. Where are you?
I don't know, because technically, I mean, he is back to the foam muscles now that I'm looking at him. So, I don't know, it's not a terrible design. Like I said, it's just the thing that drives me nuts is, once again, the fake foam muscles.
You notice that now that we're leaving and moving into kind of like an animal theme nature, It's not
as bad.
All of a sudden, it's easier to digest than rock and roll metal,
heavy metal
guy.
Like, and not even like heavy metal, like the genre, like heavy metal, like the movies.
Right.
Where it's all acid trippy and that, yeah. But either way, I'm at about a 3.4.
3.5.
Yeah, that's fine. 3.4, yeah. He's okay.
3.43, moving on.
Okay, Sabaki?
Yeah, I think that's right.
Why does that name sound familiar?
Back to this shit again?
Yep, we're back to this shit again.
Back to his arm belts and wrist belts and fucking ankle belts and belt and face belts and...
And next?
Yeah.
Kind of looks like Judge Dredd. Like, literally, he looks like Japan's version of Judge Dredd.
And Judge Dredd is from that exact time I'm talking about, with pockets and belts and edgy for the sake of forced edginess.
Yeah, it's true.
Next.
Although, don't get me wrong, I think the helmet is more reminding me of, like, the new Judge Dredd. Or at least, thank God, we got Bones to be Judge Dredd.
Right.
Because at least he's doing damn good when it comes to his
I wonder how hard that is to do. Like, if you had to cosplay this dude, his hands look like a problem. Like, sure, for
his
the
hands,
sake...
No, no, no. His hands look like the exact same hand prop that they used in Beetlejuice for the shrimp hands to come up and grab everybody by the face and pull them back in and shove them across the room.
I just wonder how much of a pain in the ass to wear those gloves and have to do anything except for a fight scene is. Like, if they ask you to pick something up or move something, or you know what I'm getting at? Kind of like when you wear gloves that are too big for your hands and you're trying to do something.
Oh, you mean like when you wear your actual heavy, like, winter snow gloves to go do shit? Yeah.
Next.
Yeah, that's why I literally had to get mine where they've got, like, the leather on them, so that way then they actually have a grip.
All right, I'm going to give this guy one thing. I'm going to give this entire show, I'm going to give one thing. If they have a crossover, because these seems like guitars, trumpets, flutes, all kinds of crazy shit. If these guys have a crossover with Android Kakiter, that's cool. And it would work. Because Android Kakiter was a crazy, super, Mega Man, robot, guitar-playing, cool guy.
Next.
You know what wouldn't surprise me is if, like, Kakiter and this set of, like, guys from a writer, if, like, they're the main inspiration behind, like, Daft Punk.
Next. Chibi guy.
Big head motherfucker.
Next.
Oh, what the fuck is happening right there?
Think, one of the video games, probably.
Yeah, I think this is
because that looks like shitty PlayStation 2 graphics.
You know, okay.
Yeah. I'm talking early PlayStation 2.
I was
going to
say either that or early PS3. But
no, I would say probably early PS4.
I have seen some awful PlayStation 3, but I think I would reference that in PlayStation 2 era.
Yeah, that's either early PS2 or that's like
only because of the way of the way the circles are still kind of
polygonal.
I don't know how, yeah.
Hell, I'd almost put that in late N64
era. Then again, I've seen PlayStation 1 games like Evil Zone that do very, very good circles.
Yeah, it's true. So yeah, maybe this is more N64 era.
Next.
I mean, again, that would still put it like early life of PS1, but still.
Alright, so score him.
Oh,
is he supposed to be a stingray? Because now I'm starting to notice animals creeping in, and I'm trying to figure out, is he just, like I said, it feels like that forced, cool, heavy metal thing, but maybe there is something behind him. But I can't figure, something seems so forced about him. Whatever, give that man a 3.3.
Oh, hey, look, I don't even have to do the math. We're in agreement. 3.3. Right. And either way, I think it's the second guy from the top is still winning.
Shoki?
Yeah, that's either Shoki or that's Shoki or Shoki.
Watch, we're wrong. It's Shuki.
Yeah, no shit.
Shuki.
Okay, you calm the fuck down, Wolverine.
Yeah, now there's your Wolverine. This is Wolverine meets the Shredder meets War Machine.
Meets 1990s Klingons. Hey, there we go. That's what I'm talking about. Remember in the Next Generation when we got Klingons and they were all like big, bulky, giant, leather, edgy for the sake of we need edgy, cool-looking guys?
Next. Oh, that didn't really help.
That better not be his actor in the bottom corner, because, oh my god, no wonder he is edgy for the sake of it.
Shit!
Next.
Look, dude, go back to him. That guy looks like the dude from Comic Book Men.
He would.
Doesn't he?
Yeah, he does kind of look like Ming, yeah.
Yeah, Chibi Wolverine.
No, type. I was thinking the guy that runs the shop.
Yeah, I thought that was Ming.
No, Ming is the guy they always make fun of.
Oh, yeah, no, you're right, shit.
Ming's the little Asian dude. They always give him shit.
Next? Okay.
What's going on with his face? Like, his mask. Is that just the same as it has been, but it's silver, so it's messing with me?
Let's see.
Yeah, I'm almost certain that's exactly what it is. It's the same as it has been. It's just a matter of, because there's the silver insets on the
Yeah, I think it's
animation.
Just the silver's messing with me.
Yeah.
I thought maybe his mask was different. I think it's still about the same.
So, what's the score for this?
Kamen Rider Wolverine. That's not nearly as cool as actual Wolverine, and even in Poopy Brown, he gets a fucking 3. And these guys are really falling into the basic territories now.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's a 3.
That's not bad,
going
because
3.
The way when we grade, to say it's basic means it fits Kamen Rider, and the way that this show seems so far, this all seems very basic to the show's design that they were going for.
Yep.
3 doesn't mean that something is bad. 3 is the average for what you expect when you watch this material.
Is this the Shuki that I thought?
Yeah, I believe that's Shuki.
Shuki. Bill, what were you saying about a harp?
Is that a face on his face?
Yeah, that's what I was seeing first. Now he's saying.
Yeah, until you just mentioned the harp. The first thing that caught my eye was that awful face on his face.
Yeah.
But you know what that reminds me of? I don't know if you're going to be able to find a picture of this, but try. Try to post a picture of Zetum. Zetum from Iria. That's I-R-A-I. The animation. Iria, the animation, the unkillable creature Zetum.
Okay.
That face thing looks like that.
Next.
Running! Is it a chick? Or is that just like the man skirt thing that we see on Samurais?
I don't know.
It's hard to tell because with the way that the color scheme is, it already looks like he's wearing a sports bra.
Yeah, that's what I'm having trouble with. Because the harp thing, like I said, there's something feminine about a harp. It could work for a girl.
Next.
That might be a girl.
Yeah.
I don't know, because it's got those abs. That might be a dude.
No, because that's going to be the same leather, faux, foamy muscle crap. So
right, but because they're giving him the abs.
Yeah. Shit, in the new Power Rangers movie, the chicks had the abs on the suits, too.
They did, didn't they?
No skirts, just abs.
Next.
Not even booby girls.
It is. It's a girl. Okay. I think it's a girl. Well, you know, win in Bangkok, so one way or another. The harp is not terrible in terms of, okay, this whole design is bad. This character did not come out well. The yellow, the red, the fake abs, had they set her apart and given her a feminine design instead of the same thing that looks like the guy's man skirt, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe. But she looks every bit as forced and dumb as the rest of the people in this show. And the harp doesn't help when her character, because of the way these costumes are, she looks like a man.
Next. Oh, just her.
Yeah, just her as opposed to both side by side.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
Next. Chibi.
Yeah, that looks even worse.
Oh my god, that is straight up awful right there.
Don't worry, the only message is Kevin basically saying that him and the old lady got, like, summer colds already.
Okay.
And don't get me wrong, I've had a scratch in the back of my throat for, like a day now. Well, basically since I woke up, so I've just been attributing that to smoking too much.
I'll call this a 3.
Yeah, I agree to that. Bill,
see, that's the creature standing behind Idia.
Yep.
So that's that weird face thing I was talking about. That thing is called the Zetum. But this dumb-looking Zetum lady, she... I don't even think she looks good for this show. She's falling into two. And not like when I gave that guy the funny score, because I was just being
fun.
That girl legitimately is bad. She gets a two, because she is legitimately bad.
2.67, moving on.
Next is Todoroki.
Todoroki? Well, it looks like to me, anyway.
Oh.
Eh.
Another guitar guy.
Next. Bill's over here texting.
It's because I'm trying to get so much stuff done today. Like, this is a hellish day for me.
Yeah, him with the guitar.
I'm due to meet for dinner at 6 o'clock, and I still have the tuxedo fitting.
Next.
And it's only 5.
I know.
I guess back to PS2-1 graphics.
I could. Maybe if they're open Sunday, I could push that off and go tomorrow. That would make it a little easier for me.
Yeah, because I know I still got to go on Thursday to go to my...
Makes me curious. I mean, we haven't got to see any of the games. You know what I mean? Like, not really. Yeah. We've never really played a Kamen Rider game or anything. Like, you tried that one for Super Nintendo.
Yeah, that one for Super Famicom, so...
And that was about it. That's about our level of experience.
But that one was just a brawler. This looks like it's from that Dynasty Warriors top that they have overseas, so...
Yeah.
Next.
Yeah, but there's no indication. That could be from any kind of game. Could be a cutscene thing. And yes, this guy's another trying axe. To rock out.
Next.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Cool.
Yeah. Got a stage behind him and stuff. Wow.
Party on, Wynn.
Next.
Party on, Darth.
People. Okay. People. It's funny. It makes me wonder how many people discover our show because it's one of their favorite things. This is somebody's rider. You get what I'm getting at? Everybody, like, there are people that love Turbo. There are people that love Zio. There are people that love Space. You get the idea. And when they find our show, the first thing they're thinking is how we're just gonna sit here and fucking gush on it and talk about how cool the show was and all of our memories and shit. Then they get on here and for an hour and a half we just go, "This is ass! Look at that dipshit!" And we just shit all over what they love.
Shit, we've been doing it since episode 1 of this.
How many people come in and see us as serious? Because I know it happens. When they find our show, they see one episode, they think we're serious, that we're not having fun with the material, and they probably literally go, "Fuck these guys!" And they never come back.
I'm giving this a 2.5.
Hey, hold on
His Klingon war sash earns him a 2.5. That's fine.
I'm going to be a little bit nicer. He's getting a 2.6 out of me. So then we divide by the thing, and 2.53.
It's Toki, I believe.
Toki? Yeah. Do-do-do-do-do. Click this, click that, and...
Oh, my fucking God.
When did we get back over to you literally, the more I look at this, the more it kills my brain.
Remember the foam muscle thing we just got mad about? The awful foam muscles that
I know. That's why the more I look at this, the worse it gets, considering the fact that he's literally running around in a samurai speedo. And the Ordeon Club from Q-Ranger looks even more ridiculous now that I realize that all they did is walked over to Kamen Rider set and picked it up and said, here's your Megazord weapon.
Oh my God, with this guy.
The mask is so ridiculous. Like, what the... And then the fact that it looks like he's got boobs bigger than me.
I was going to say.
Which I have boobs bigger than half the crew's girlfriends, wives, and fiancés and whatever.
I'm such a beefcake, I can't even fit through the door.
I'd call that a next. Oh.
Like, what?
The figure does not help.
Yeah, the figure isn't helping him.
I'm so massive, my pec covers don't cover my pecs.
Next.
Wow.
Is his
man.
Weapon face palming him?
This no. dude, remember how we were it making jokes like about it. Cyclops? This dude did skip leg day.
Yeah.
But he never missed pec day ever. Pec and arm day, those were the days. But they said, hey man, maybe we should do some presses. No, I'm not into that.
Next.
Want to bust out some squats? No, I'm not feeling that either.
Oh.
Hey, look, a 3D model like people have tried to do with
some
of the Megazords.
Is that a dragon or a spike-headed dog?
It's a Chupa thingy.
Yeah, okay, I'll go with that. Yep, I'm fine with that. Chupa thingy.
Chupa thingy.
Stop making up animals.
What about a unicorn? There you go. That's another thing. Next. Okay. Done with the chooper thingy.
Listen.
You better agree with me on my score.
Every now and then, I have to apologize quickly. That girl is no longer the worst thing I have witnessed from this show. She has now become more acceptable, and this guy is, and I quote, ass!
Oh, good. You're agreeing with my score. 1.88. Scott, give him ass.
Give him ass? Yeah, Scott, give him ass.
Give him ass for the score. Score his ass.
I'm going ass on top of face palm because of this face palming weapon.
Okay, so. Shit, what is face palm?
says give him ass.
But still ass.
F A C. there it is, P-A-L-M, so Scott gave him a 1.8832236245, I think
Jeez.
Is correct. So we do that, then we divide by the 3. This man is a 1.88107454 15, so he's ass.
And if it wasn't for the ass joke, he would have got a worse score.
Yeah, yeah, I'm pretty sure that motherfucker would have just got a 1.
He
from
was
me.
Literally saved by the fact that we're having fun.
Yeah, exactly.
Kamen Rider Toki,
kind of like the other guy, was hurt by the fact that we were having fun.
Yeah.
Oh, more of the same. Man, after seeing that last guy, this guy looks downright fucking normal.
I want to know, where in the Gremlins 2 movie did they get a Kamen Rider outfit?
They fed him after midnight.
Let's find out. Next.
Fucking.
Where in the Gremlins movie did the Gremlin get a Kamen Rider outfit and a stupid-looking gun that's probably some dumb musical instrument?
It is.
Seth?
It is. It very much is.
Yeah,
it's the new day.
Is it a fucking sniper trumpet?
Yeah, it is. It's a sniper trombone. Yeah, it's the new day. Yes, it is.
And that's it.
Man, I've gotten a lot of use out of this tonight, but... poop ass. From a distance.
Oh, shit. So is that your score? Is ass from a distance?
That's
that's going to take a while to figure
from a distance.
out. I'm sticking with ass.
From a distance. That's a sniper trumpet.
Hold on, let me... R O M A D.
What are you doing?
Oh, Max maximum numbers. So before I hit the max numbers, that is 1.88.
At least this episode did become enjoyable somehow.
Somehow we found a way to have fun with turds.
Oh, shit.
Oh, okay. Crap. That man's 1.5. So he's worse than ass.
Okay. Because he's from a distance.
Kamen Rider. 1.75, moving on.
Kamen Rider Zanki?
Yeah, I believe Zanki? That's, yeah.
Oh, man. Okay.
Sentence I haven't said in a while. My face hurts from the smiling.
No shit.
Looks like some gold edging.
Yeah. Otherwise, he's pretty much all the same.
Yeah.
That we've already seen.
Next.
More of the same, rather. That once again, yep, he's got his mighty axe weapon.
Next.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's still wanting to ask axe you a question.
Yep.
Yeah.
Next. Next. Okay.
Yeah, that guy goes back to... He's more the same.
Whatever he
he's
was
three.
Before, who cares?
Yep.
Let's just assume ass.
Let's just assume ass.
I was
so
just...
1.88.
So, transform Akira?
Yeah.
Oh. Completed Oni.
Oni, huh? You better impress the shit out of me.
It says completed Oni, but let's see if it is.
Okay.
It must be a figure thing.
All right. Well, let's hold off. Let's not even worry about scoring him. He's just neat to put in the show. Let's move to the next.
Okay. The next one was
incomplete.
Incomplete. That's fine. Let's see what he was before they finished him off. Then.
And before they killed him.
Eh.
Dude, for a second, I thought he was standing with his hand on his hip with his... That's what I thought he was doing.
Oh, you thought he was pulling a balance?
Yes. But he's not, so, okay.
Yeah, he looks like he's doing the bro thing where, like, you know, you get up behind somebody when they're bending over and pretend to, like, hump them.
He's still, whatever. Don't care. Don't even know if he's worth scoring.
Yeah, I'm gonna say
we had one picture.
Scoring.
He's in the show. He's lucky he made it in the show.
Yeah, so that
he
takes
basically
care of
the... he looks more like Spawn from like the actual live action movie for the costume.
Transform.
I think it's it Kawasaki?
Kawasaki. Oh, we got four pictures. So maybe this will be something. Maybe.
Meh.
Yeah, he's silver. Yeah.
Next.
I mean, I guess it helps him stand out, and the silver kind of gives him a Guyver look.
Yeah, I'll agree to that.
That's kind of cool.
Next.
Now he looks like Guyver He-Man, though.
This image did not help.
No. But that's just shitty camera quality is all.
Yeah.
And the angle.
Yeah.
Next. And figure.
Okay, yeah. The figure actually looks pretty fucking sweet, though. And I think it's because that's one of the super detailed ones. Like, actually...
Also, he's not as bright.
Yeah.
That helps. They tone his color down a bit. It helps.
Next. Although, don't get me wrong, the fucking purple face on the toy... makes it look like, for anybody who remembers the old Ghost Rider show, it looks like that stupid bubblegum monster thing that they were dealing with at, like, the end of the series.
I'm fine with
this. Now you gotta find that photo, don't you?
No, I remember the series, but I don't remember the bubblegum monster exactly.
It basically was like a purple... It was like a mix between, like, Grimace from Ronald McDonald... and, like, fucking a Chucky doll. Mm. Like they even tried to, like, light the motherfucker on fire in a barbecue grill at one point in time. Mm. Like, it was
that ridiculous.
That guy's fine. He's like 3.4 again. He's I like the making him silver gave him a Guyver-like feature, which made me appreciate him a little more than the common black edgy thing.
Yeah.
I'll go 3.3.
I'm going to be kind to this guy. He's getting a 3.7. So, no, not times, divide. Okay. 3.47.
All right,
so
end of the show.
The winner was Donkey or whatever.
Let's all check right. out our
group
our
pictures.
End of the show stuff.
There you are, Scotty.
Okay. Look, it's their band.
Yep.
Yay, their band.
Ass.
Next.
Technically, if I was going to keep with that Game Grumps joke, should have gone for another hour.
Some of the animal
yeah,
things.
Yeah, it's whatever.
Yeah, it's whatever. It's
fucking Birdman again.
Next.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm guessing they're facing off against the animals, so.
I guess.
Next.
What the fuck?
Sir, I don't know if you know this, but your nuts almost got stabbed off.
Yeah.
Next.
I suppose, whatever.
Next. Wonder Twin Powers deactivate?
No, they deactivated long ago.
Yeah.
Back when we saw the first guy.
Yep.
Next.
Okay, that's pretty
cool.
Sweet.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
See,
and who knows, maybe, even though the design, I still feel like falls into that category, it's forced, maybe the show in general has a theme that works for that design and is probably pretty cool. Now, here's the only problem. Being that it's Japanese, its design is like very hardcore Kiss, metal, Billy Idol, punk, wave type of thing. And none of those references are going to be in that show. It's going to be the stuff that they reference.
Yep.
Next.
Oh, that fucking guy on the old guy. So dumb.
Well,
okay, let's go from left to right. Dumb. All right, fairly okay. Meh. All right.
Yeah.
Next.
Oh my God! No, go back.
Oh,
hold on, go back real quick. I just realized the tiger guy. It's Bill's favorite character. It's the original Wolverine colors from Australia. He's Australian Wolverine, mate.
All right,
now next. Now that I've got Bill looking like motherfucker. Yeah, edgy for the sake of edgy. So,
yeah.
Meh for the entire group.
So now we
just, I mean, you could just look at him and tell. Like, this just
yeah.
There's something very fucking forced about the imagery at large. Like,
especially. Japanese Wolverine Kamen Rider there next to the end.
So now we are into Versus.
Oh, wow. We
oh, Rangers.
One of these in forever.
I'm Rangers 100% on this one. This was
this
was the Deca Ranger versus Hibiki.
Yeah.
I think Rangers got
Rangers
this easily.
Win.
Yeah. I'll,
and they're not even one of my favorite costumes, but yeah, just I will say this, though. The Deca Rangers, their design is not bad. It's one of those designs that at first I don't think I gave it that great of a score when we reviewed it.
Right.
But that design has grown on me as I've watched Ranger shows. Because, like I said, seeing things in motion changes the way you view these. And our whole thing here on this show is before we ever see it in motion, before we ever know the story, we review the aesthetics. Then, later on, when we see it, our attitudes can change. kind of like how my attitude changed dramatically. I don't like the fucking Cars thing. Mm-hmm. But that Turbo Ranger Zord is fucking broken and awesome. It looks really good and works in motion in a way that most of the Zords don't.
Well, of course it works in motion. It causes me to kick Scotty in the back of the head while I'm fucking having a seizure, while he's puking his guts out.
So but, the Rangers...
Yeah, I think those Rangers, I've gotten to a point now where I like them more and more the more I see those suits. So these guys wouldn't have had a chance, even if they were cool, because especially, and I know this isn't fair, but now that I'm reading the comic book and Shattered Grid is taking place, and the Deca Rangers fought Lord Draken, that was really cool, and they beat him. They pushed him back through his portal and told his ass to go the fuck home.
So Deca Ranger fought, won this one. So the next versus... Magic.
Ooh.
Magic versus heavy metal.
You know, now that I'm looking at these two images side by side, Magi Ranger and Hibiki, these guys probably could have had a cool looking crossover.
Yeah.
There's something about these two guys that look like their shows would have melded pretty seamlessly.
Probably because, again, heavy metal and usually fantasy worlds go together. That's the reason why you always want a bard in D&D. Gives an excuse to turn on the Zeppelin.
Because, yeah, I don't know what it is. And maybe it's also, now that I'm looking at it, a look at this fucking guy back here.
Yep.
And the way that these guys, that's very familiar to the show. And I guess they were happening around the same time because right here we're doing the verses. That's tough.
You want to know what's going to make this even more tougher?
What?
At some point, we might have to go back and make this a three-way dance.
Yeah, it's kind of true.
With Ultraman.
Oh, you know, I hadn't even considered it because the Ultraman stuff is going to be brought in. When we finally start talking about them, they're going to, and the dates start coinciding, we're going to have more verses on that level too, aren't we?
Yeah, it's going to be, like I said,
now. You know what I'm looking forward to, though? Something, now, the way our show is, it's real hard to guarantee any kind of time on this, but something I'm looking forward to is when our show starts covering villains, and we get to say, who had the cooler villain? We're saying, who has the cooler hero, look-wise?
Yeah.
Who had the cooler villain? That's going to be an interesting debate when we get there.
That's going to be interesting, especially compared to the American Power Rangers compared to the Japanese.
Yeah, well, look, if we go
Rangers
versus Sentai, hands down, every fucking time, it's going to be Sentai. And the reason, well, almost every time.
Because I'm serious, dude. Lord Zedd, he's cooler than Bandora.
Yeah.
Looks, aesthetic.
And Zedd wasn't in the Sentai.
And Zedd is not a Sentai thing. So there are times that we've created villains that do work and are really cool looking.
Right.
So that will be an interesting debate, but I'm interested to see how the villains of a series stack up against the villains of a series.
However, I have to piss, so I'm going to make this one really super fun. Kamen Rider wins it, and I know one of you motherfuckers is going to pick Sentai. Somebody's got to be a tiebreaker.
I think I'm going Magi. These are another set of suits that the more I see them, the more I enjoy them. It's weird how this happens over time, and it does. It's something about fandom. Sometimes you might not like an aspect. Like, I did not like the Amazing Spider-Man costume when I first seen it.
You mean the movie?
Yes. I did not care for it.
I was the same way.
And slowly but surely, as I watched the movie, that costume became more acceptable, and I'm fine with it now. And these guys are kind of the same. Back when I was a kid and I saw the Magi Rangers, I was like, oh, no. But as time has gone on, they don't look that bad. They stand out from the rest of the pack. They're pretty cool. They have the capes. Their helmets are really nice compared to some of the other helmets we've seen.
Actually, I'm going Sentai.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Even, so even though I hated the whole magic introducing into Power Rangers and stuff when the Power Rangers Mystic Quest or whatever it was called here in America is like,
is it, I think it was Mystic Force here in America.
But still, it's like the costume design I do like better on the Magi Rangers. So.
Yeah. Okay. Was that everything?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah. There we are.
Oh. There
hey,
you
look,
go.
Now, oh, now your laptop's not being 1.88. By the way, I guess that's a new t-shirt.
So, okay. We are way busier than we expected, and this episode turned out to be way bigger than we expected. So normally we do two episodes, usually about an hour apiece. So today you guys got a two-hour big, long episode. And right now it's crazy. We're missing people. There's a lot of work stuff going on. There's changing schedules.
There's
and,
wedding to gain ready for.
And, yep, there's the wedding we've been getting ready for. There's just a lot of stuff on our plate. And we're trying to keep episodes moving, but we are going to have to skip one Wednesday. So this episode was way longer than normal. Hopefully that tied you over. We got to skip a Wednesday because I have a pre-wedding party today. We don't have Shane for any episodes for I don't know. I can't guarantee anything. I'm getting forced every weekend. Hopefully that doesn't become too big of an issue. I should still be able to make it, but Shane is a second shifter. He gets screwed. And there's no telling what's about to happen with the schedule change, like with Scott and different things like that, because his job is about to go through a change because he has the summer breaks and things because he works janitorial work at a school and whatnot. Yeah. So, like, there's a lot of things happening in the background, and this is a small peek behind the curtain as to why we have to skip a Wednesday.
And to let
and
the
I'm
people...
I'm the only one without a schedule change other than the fact of the day I finally break down and... stand up from my desk at work and go, fuck all of you, and start
y'all can
shit.
Suck a 1.88.
And to let some people know,
no,
if,
that would be
if this,
a two...
Kiss my 1.88. Yeah, my big, my fat, one... white 1.88.
Yeah, there you go. Because this... if it's suck my, it would be suck my 4.
Oh, no.
4.
Look at how he's trying to
4.
Do it in his head.
4.52. Yeah. No, 3.52.
He's trying.
Damn it, 3.524, I think?
Are you trying to T9 right now?
Yes, I'm trying to T9
one
right
is,
now.
A...
My brain's not working.
One is C, isn't it?
But
yeah. A, B, no, because one was always like, yeah, one is nothing. So two is
okay.
A, B, C, then three is D, E, and F, so technically it's a 3. See, so yeah, I'm wrong. ABC.
So anyways, what's up?
Anyway.
I was going to say, if the video of this itself doesn't go up this coming Wednesday, it'll be up the next Wednesday because of how long it is. So.
All right, that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's going to take a while to edit.
Yeah.
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.